Hi, good morning, everyone. So today I'm going to discuss a project that I'm currently working on, and my title is Factors Associated with the Use of the Internet in a Continuity of Care Document for a Special Needs Population of People Living with HIV and AIDS. So, the Healthy People 2010 proposed objectives. So under the Health Communication and Health IT focus area, they retained the increase of individuals' access to the internet, as well as the increase of the health literacy of the population. And this is because, as time has gone on, it's important that health information is retrieved via the internet. In addition to health information being retrieved, the information that is retrieved needs to be comprehensible and understanding to patients and lay members of the society. What they've added to the objectives is the increase in the proportion of persons who use electronic personal health management tools to manage their personal and health information. And what personal health management tools are things like personal health records, electronic health records that give patients access or a view of some of that information. And what I'm talking about today is a continuity of care document. And and as time has gone on, people have realized that particularly for diseases where, such as HIV and AIDS, which becomes a chronic disease, personal health information retrieval is essential for effective self-care and self-management of diseases. So what is a continuity of care document? So it's basically a comprehensive snapshot of your health information, and it's accessed via an internet connection. And as you know, health information, personal health information is stored in various places, whether it's your doctor's office, the hospitals, pharmacy data, your laboratory tests. And through a continuity of care document, you get a snapshot of this information that you can retrieve via the internet in the privacy of your own home. You can assess the information, you can print it, carry it to doctor's visits, and use the information to help with your health outcomes. And it allows for patients to be more empowered, and it focuses on the patient-centered model of care. And of course, the goal is to improve treatment protocols and health outcomes and overall quality of life. So the population I'm speaking about today is a population of HIV and AIDS patients who are enrolled in a Medicaid managed care plan called Select Health. And Select Health is a Medicaid managed care plan out of the New York Presbyterian Hospital. And I am on a subcontract through Columbia University as the evaluator on this system. So a little background on Select Health. Select Health services and provides services, primary care, specialty care, and other services to their enrolled members. Yet, when it comes to all of these different services, there's no real link on having the information accessible to the patients, the healthcare providers, or their care coordination team, including their case managers. And the lack of continuity of care made Select Health apply for a HRSA grant to develop a continuity of care document to better facilitate the care of their patient population. So as of today, the system has been up and running for the last year or so, and along the way we've conducted formative evaluation, and as of today, there are a lot of members using the system. Now, the system is viewable by providers, care site managers, and the patients. And a lot of, especially the providers, didn't really know if the patients, this special needs population, would be able to really use the system. But up to today, the patients are the biggest users of the system. And there have been 335 members who have activated their accounts. And to date, there are 284 active users, which is 20% of the Select Health member populations. We've had 83 members log in over more than once, 19 members have logged on at least 10 times, and 59 emergency logins have been used. And what emergency logins are? So not only do the patients have access to this internet system with their record, if they end up in a situation where they have to see an emergency room doctor or a specialty doctor that are not members of the Select Health network, they're able to grant them 24 hours to 48 hour access to this record in order to assist them in their care. So there's 20% of the Select Health member population using the system. So there's a large group of people that are not using the system, they're not being reached, or there's some barrier somewhere. So because evaluation information and data have been collected, I decided to go back and look at it. Because the problem is, we all know that it's important for people to access their personal information and to use it. There's not enough information on the use and the access to the internet of such information in such a special needs population, because this population has several barriers, including literacy, whether it's functional or computer, and other issues that are a part of their lives that people aren't really understanding. And in order for the Healthy People 2010 objectives to actually be reached, more information needs to be understood from these populations to ensure effective use of these systems. So the first aim, I decided to set out to assess the internet use in the Select Health population. So part of the evaluation process, there is a patient survey. And the survey asks several questions on with about 10, 11 different domains with validated subscales from various instruments. So I wanted to look at the predictors of internet use in this population based on these different domains. The second aim was to evaluate the perceptions of this doc, the CCD, and its use. And this was achieved through questions asked in focus groups with patients, focus groups with providers, and interviews with care site managers. And the third aim is to assess the beliefs of the usefulness of the system for some of the people who've actually used it to date. Okay, so the patient survey asked several information, and, So the patient survey, like I mentioned before, has about 11 different domains, and I categorized them under three overarching categories. And there's a demographic and medical history characteristics, the medical service utilization characteristics, which includes any medical care, subspecialty care, mental health services, drug treatment programs, case management services. And then the psychosocial characteristics, which includes quality of life, satisfaction with care, satisfaction overall with health, stigma, information privacy concerns, trust of providers, and so on. And my outcome variable was frequency of internet use. So frequency of internet use was defined as using the internet less than once a week or using it more than once a week. So some basic demographic characteristics of the sample of 250 who completed the survey to date, and which is actually reflective of the Select Health population. So there are more men, there are almost 60% of the sample is Black or African American, about 80% is born in the US, about 26% have reported to be Hispanic, and almost 80% of the population have high school diplomas or less. Regarding their medical services, of the people who completed the survey, almost 40% reported CD4 cells of 500 or higher. Almost 65% said that they have undetectable viral loads. About 70% say they're currently taking antiretroviral therapy. And 67% have reported that they've had an AIDS diagnosis in the past. And services utilized, the most frequent services here, pharmacy, followed by case management, and mental health providers. So I ran a hierarchical logistic regression based on the three overarching categories, and basically the predictors of internet use in this population ends up being age, the younger the members are. Oh, and let me take a step back. The average age of participants of the survey was 47 with a standard deviation of 9. So the younger members were more likely to use the internet, as well as those who reported having higher CD4 cells counts overall were more likely to use the internet, as well as those who said that they receive case management services were more likely to use the internet. So right here, this shows where we need to target our efforts. So the older members of the select health population need to be focused and encouraged and trained and learn, and the system needs to be advertised to them. In addition, if the people with higher CD4 cell counts said they use the internet, then our focus should also be on people with higher burdens of illness and let them know the importance of such a system to their health and their health outcomes. So then for the qualitative portion, we had the focus groups with the members and the providers and care site managers. We had interviews. And the focus group guide was based on the precede-proceed framework. So right here, so regarding predisposing factors, we asked them specifically about barriers to system use. So what do you think would be barriers to the members to use the system? Enabling factors were, what do you think would be needed to best facilitate use of the system? And then reinforcing factors, which is specific only to the members, we asked them what were the experiences in their care which would facilitate them to use the system or encourage them to. So under the predisposing factors, the barriers to use, of course, would be literacy, privacy and confidentiality, cognitive challenges, which are apparent in this population, access to technology. And one thing that's interesting that was mentioned by the providers and the care site managers is adverse effects of health information viewing. So they feel if the patients view this information, they're not capable of comprehending it, which would make them anxious and they would generate a lot of provider calls to the office. Enabling factors included user support, effective marketing strategies. That's what a lot of the clients said, effective marketing strategies to the population, system enhancements to facilitate better use, and password simplicity. So some of the issues in care that the members identified that would be better improved with use of this document would be their case management services. There are high turnover rates of case managers, and they expressed anxiety about losing their case manager and having to start over again and building a relationship with someone new. Emergent situations where they end up in the emergency room or to see a doctor that's out of network, and then the doctor asks them what medications they're on, and they can't remember them all. Test redundancy, they mentioned times having to retake laboratory tests because they were lost or the information was misplaced. In addition, because this is a Medicaid managed care population, they receive social services. And to receive benefits, they have to get certified and recertified on a regular basis. So they need their health information. So what they do now is they run around to the doctor's offices to try to retrieve this every time. They have stress, they feel bad, so this would eliminate that. And then overall, they felt that this system would empower them to take better control of their health. So here, this is a graph of the barriers. These are the quantified responses based on the identified themes. So if you see for the members, most of the members had barriers or concerns about privacy and confidentiality, followed by reluctance of use of technology in this population because they identified that a lot of their friends were very reluctant to use technology. Regarding the providers mainly said that this population had a lot of cognitive challenges that may be barriers to system use, followed by literacy, which is functional a computer, and then privacy and confidentiality, and then adverse health information viewing. So what the care site manager said, they mainly focused on literacy, functional and computer, and cognitive challenges as well. So when it came to the enabling factors on what would best facilitate use, if you see the providers all said password simplicity, which goes along with their belief about the cognitive challenges in the community. What was interesting is that the members said user support, including computer training and the system training, because a lot of them didn't even know how to log on or use a computer. And the care site managers also mentioned the user support and computer training as the most frequent responses. And then the system usefulness survey is very small, so I didn't want to really touch on it too much because we only have an N of 35 right now. But this was based on Fred Davis's perceived usefulness and ease of use survey. And with one being better and five being worse, so the overall perceptions of how easy the system is to use has a mean of 2.3 in this N of 35. And then overall usefulness had a mean of 1.8. So it is promising. We just have to get more people using the system. So therefore, although access to information is the first step, characteristics unique to such special needs populations must be thoroughly considered. Effective comprehension and use of personal health information must be ensured, and it's imperative to address population-specific barriers to use of such systems with literacy-appropriate interfaces and educational supplement. And a combination of the above-mentioned approaches will facilitate the elimination of health disparities the use of such documents in the future. So based on a lot of these results, we have modified a lot of the efforts to promote system use. In addition to computer training 101, we have a team that goes out to the care sites and to the case management agencies and offers classes weekly, computer 101 and CCD training. So we're now focusing our efforts on trying to reach some of the members of the population who are older and with higher burdens of illness to promote the use of the system. In addition, I'm working on a pilot project right now where I'm trying to implement literacy appropriate tools for the comprehension of laboratory values, because health numeracy is a very big factor, and it's important that the population understands some of the important laboratory results that are associated with their HIV care and outcomes. Thank you very much for your time.